With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Astros Identity, best organization in all of sports. When it comes to decision-making at all levels, all the types of decisions you can make, they are better than everybody in sports. There's not even a close second. The Astros are the best, following their decision to lock up Alex Bregman 6 years, $100 million. There's nothing they cannot do. There is something Brian Gain can do, and it looks like he's kind of showing his identity. And the owner loves it. The players hate it. But the OG, John Lopez, who's been covering sports in Houston for over 30 years, he actually says he would do it as well. And I'm interested to find out what the hell it is, J-Lo.
Well, let me tell you what it is. Okay, so we've watched Brian Gain work now for a little over a year, right? And it's becoming crystal clear. And we've talked about this. It occurred to me, I guess, a week before last, I just kind of had this revelation, like, I know what he's doing.
You've been having a lot of revelations lately.
I've been revelating like a mofo. I said, he is a Moneyball guy. You know, he's a guy that, and I always like, I'm quick to point this out. That's not a bad thing. I don't want the connotation to be, oh boy, he's a Moneyball guy. He's cheap. No, that's not cheap. And let me explain. The reason I mentioned to you guys, before the show, owners love it. Players hate it, but I would do it. And I advocate for players getting the absolute most money that they can when they can, because the careers are so short. But if my job was Brian Gain's job, build an organization, build a team, I would do it just like this. And what this is, what it is short-term contracts like the one, again, we just had another example yesterday afternoon, right after we got off the air, or shortly after we got off the air. A one-year contract for A.J. McCarron. 1 year, $3 million.
Backup quarterback for the Cincinnati formerly of the Cincinnati Bengals and the Oakland Raiders. He's going to be the backup to Deshaun Watson. And at 11 o'clock, I'm going to tell you how he almost changed the entire landscape of the NFL as well.
Yes. And then what did they sign Bradley Roby for?
1 year deal.
All right. What did they do with Jadeveon Clowney?
Making him prove it.
On a one-year deal, in essence, you know, with the franchise tag, presuming he signs it, which might be a big presumption, and then what did they do with Tyrann Mathieu? They let him walk after what?
A one-year deal.
All right. What did they do with Kareem Jackson, who was, you know, going into his 10th year and was about to get paid to some $22 million guaranteed? They let him walk. So what I've been advocating when Brian Gain, when Rick Smith left and Brian Gain came in. We were talking about, what do we want in a general manager? You were on another show, but we were talking about that. And I said, I want a general manager that's a little more ruthless, in a good way, for the fans. In other words, this is the formula, and I would, as much as I would hope players get as much money as they can, if I were doing Brian Gain's job, I would do it like this, and here's the formula. Your quarterback, you pay him. They're going to pay Deshaun Watson at some point, you know, if not next year, the year after. Your true superstars, your game-changing superstars, DeAndre Hopkins and J.J. Watt, you pay them, all right? Everyone else, and that includes Clowney until he becomes one of those true superstars, everyone else, and this is the ruthless part, you have to tell yourself, this is an interchangeable part. He can be easily replaced. That's not very, you know, warm and fuzzy. That's not very nice from a player's perspective. But the reality is, these players, unless you're a superstar or the quarterback that you can win with, you are an interchangeable part. You can be replaced. It doesn't sound fun to say or nice to say, but I would do the exact same thing. Why sign some guy for Tyrann Mathieu? Why give Tyrann Mathieu a contract for $28 million guaranteed when he's been banged around a lot? He was good, not great. And you can bring in Tayshaun Gibson for 2 years at a significant discount to that. Treat your roster as interchangeable parts, and you're going to have more money long term. You're going to have money every year, and your superstars are going to be happy. Your true game changing superstars are going to be happy.
Landry Locker, John Lopez, Sports Radio 610 in the Loop, talking about the ruthlessness, the the ruthless nature of Brian Gaines so far. See, I don't know that I can label him that just yet. I get the Tyrann Mathieu thing, but I got to see how he treats his true guys. Because
like
I think
what, like the ones he drafts?
The ones that he drafts and the one that he brings in. And specifically the area and the unit I'm looking at is that offensive line. Because Martinez Rankin is his guy. And he's talked very, very highly of him, despite the fact we really haven't seen anything from Rankin early on. Chantrell Henderson, that's another guy that he brought in, despite the fact he hadn't been able to stay on the field his entire career.
Mm-hmm.
He seems to believe in Chantrell Henderson. So I want to see how he treats his guys. The guys
so give me
that
those
he
names
looks
again.
At and says that. Martinez Rankin and Chantrell Henderson.
To me, if I'm Brian Gain, those are interchangeable parts.
But we haven't.
Neither one of those guys is.
Are they, though? We don't know yet.
Well, I mean, look at the Colts and what they've brought in. You know you're going to take care of, what's his name, the guard that they drafted.
Quentin Nelson.
Quentin Nelson is a game-changing offensive lineman. That's not an interchangeable part. You know, if the Texans had him, first of all, hallelujah and amen. But if the Texans had him, I would treat him a lot different when it comes to negotiations than Chantrell Henderson.
But this is the thing, and this is why I'm really going to be judging Brian Gain this year, is because what he's done is that he has shown us so far, and we're early in the process, but he's shown us that he truly believes that two of his guys, Martinez Rankin, who he drafted in the third round last year, and Chantrell Henderson, who he signed to a one-year deal and then another one-year deal after he only lasted a quarter in the season, that he believes that his guys, and this can change because it's a fluid process, but as we see right now, he believes that his guys can be relied on at the most important units or one of the most important units on the entire team. And if the season comes around and those two guys are on the field, and it ends up getting Deshaun Watson hurt, or this team ends up struggling because of it,
right?
Then I don't know how ruthless he is in regards to his own guys.
But here's the thing. By saying you're ruthless, I'm saying you're ruthless when it comes to paying them longer-term big-money deals. You love these guys. You wouldn't have brought them in unless you thought they could help you win. So I'm glad you brought that up. I'm not saying ruthless as in, you're just another dude. Well, you know, we don't care about you. No, they chose these guys, you know, not by accident. They chose these guys on purpose. They like Chantrell Henderson. They like Martinez Rankin. But let's say Rankin gives you two more years, Chantrell gives you three more years, and they're pretty much just the same guy after those contracts. They're not going to reward them with long-term big money contracts, and nor should they. The life of the NFL has become more about getting value on your players. And then there are certain exceptions. The players that you cannot find, there is no replacement level player for J.J. Watt. There is no replacement level player, you know, for Hopkins. But there's replacement level players for just about everyone else. Maybe Jadeveon Clowney falls into that category, but they want him to prove it first.
So you're saying you like what you see from Brian Gain early?
If I were a player, I would hate it.
Because what about J-Lo, the OG?
As a Texans fan, I don't like it. I love it. And if I were the general manager, I would do it. I finally figured out what Brian Gain is doing last couple of weeks, and now I see it more clearly that this is a good, smart, and when he needs to be ruthless general manager. And in the NFL, in order to succeed, you need to have that. Martinez Rankin is replaceable. I mean, I love him here. I hope he has a great career here. But if he doesn't improve the next two or three years, there's another Martinez Rankin out there.
Okay, I hope so. But I'm just saying I don't know enough about Brian Gain yet. What I do like that I've seen from Brian Gain, though, this offseason is I like that, number one, they increased the insurance policy for their luxury car. Deshaun Watson, you rode around uninsured last year. You had the Brandon Whedon insurance to where it would have been a dumpster fire if he had to go out there and start. You brought in A.J. McCarron. I'm okay with that. It seems like Ryan Griffin blocking for Deshaun Watson, those days are over. I'm okay with that. Mm-hmm. You didn't overpay the Honey Badger. I'm very, very okay with that. I think that would have been a very reckless move. And you did bring in some cornerbacks without overpaying in a thin market.
Mm-hmm.
I'm okay with that. I like what I see from Brian Gain so far, but I don't want to rush judgment and say that I have any grasp of his style or his identity yet, because I have no clue what exactly this guy's going
to
do.
But we're getting hints. You have to. What I just laid out, you have to admit, it looks as if he's one of those guys that is not. I mean, who's he given a? Who is he overpaid because he felt he has to overpay? No one. Who is he given a long-term deal to? Well, I mean, yeah, Tayshaun Gibson, but that's a front-loaded, and that's another aspect.
So you think Texans fans should feel okay with Brian Gaines?
I think they should be thrilled. J.J. Watt, if he continues what he's doing.
It's a lot to ask to tell fans they need to be thrilled with the moves that Brian Gaines
making. That's what I'm here to say. That's why I'm bringing this up today, because I was kind of depressed that first week, man. I was like, come on. You know, where's because I was a Le'Veon Bell guy, you know. But Le'Veon Bell, while he may be, you know, an irreplaceable type player like a Watt or a Hopkins or a Deshaun Watson, they might have been skeptical of it because of, you know, what happened in Pittsburgh and the year off, all the things that you brought up. Let's say there's a big time running back out there that like Le'Veon Bell that is just on the market at a young age, then they might overpay that. But like Lamar Miller is replaceable. They can find another Lamar Miller, maybe in the draft this year. Another perfect example that I didn't mention and fits in perfect with what I'm talking about, Ryan Griffin. They looked at Ryan Griffin, and it's not just performance. They said, we can find another Ryan Griffin, you know, and they drafted two last year, and then they brought in Mills this year. I think
Fells.
Oh, God.
Who the hell is Mills? What's he talking about, Figgy? The hell is that?
How do you know that Mills was not a black dude?
See, going back to you saying that Texans fans should be thrilled, I think this is almost like when a parent buys their kid like the shiniest new toy or something like that. That you can expect the kid to be thrilled about. Mm-hmm. But when a parent invests like $200 or $1,000 in a college fund,
yeah, you're like,
you
what?
Can't expect the kid to be thrilled about that. That's what I look at with Brian Gain. I think over time we could look back as Texans fans and members of the media and say, man, you know, that Brian Gain was really smart. But I don't think anyone's going to be thrilled based on this. I think they want the new shiny toy.
I'm telling you,
which is what kids are. I feel like we're kids in this situation, and Brian Gain is basically our grandpa or our daddy right now, and we don't know whether or not this is a good thing. If we do, I think it's going to be something that we learn down the line. I think being thrilled right now, you'd be fooling yourself.
You're right. I mean, these aren't sexy moves by any stretch. I'm telling you, though, as a Texans fan, you know, watching him work, watching what he's doing, I'm telling you, you should be thrilled. Now,
you know, I'm a Brian Gaines guy.
I was kind of like, wait and see.
I'm just trying to put myself in other people's shoes. I don't know that fans really want to be thrilled right now with the money going in the college fund instead of getting that immediate satisfaction.
No, you're right in terms of like just your gut emotion, your gut reaction. But what I'm saying is you should be thrilled. I was kind of lukewarm. I was not like, I did not have a hot opinion on Brian Gain. You know, like he's good, he's bad, he's average. You know, I was very wait and see. I'm really starting to lean with, oh, I see what you're doing. If I'm a player, I hate it. And we're going to ask Stanford Wright about that today, because the word gets around the league, and maybe this is the one downside to it. Word gets around the league, oh, the Texans, you think about that, they're not going to give you anything but a 1 year deal. And then when you're done with that, they're going to just let you walk again. You know what I'm saying? There could be that. But I also feel like if you're a Texans fan, I'll put it this way. I'll give you an analogy. You gave me an analogy. Like,
it's going to be hard to top.
It is going to be hard to top. How many parents out there have a 16-year-old child, right?
Raise your hands.
Raise your hands if you have a 15 to 17-year-old child, all right? This is something you probably told your kids already, and if you haven't, you should, and it's 100% true. Tell your kids, the older you get, the smarter I get. Because every teenager thinks their parents are stupid, right? And they don't know what they're doing, and you know, you're supposed to have cleaned your room. Oh, I will. No, I mean, you know, and then like they don't like your attitude. But I told all three of my kids this: the older I get, the older you get, the smarter I'm going to get. That's Brian Gain. The more you're around, the older you get with his regime, the smarter he's going to look to you.
I like that one.
You like that?
I do.
It's true, isn't it?
Yeah, very much. Like, very much.
Every teenager's parents are stupid until you get to about your mid-20s.
That's why you're the OG. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig, In the Loop on Sports Radio 610. You're about to get pissed, though, John Lopez, because John Lopez did not want to do this, but you know damn well I wanted to do it. Alex Bregman got paid. The other 24-year-old on the Houston Astros has a magical love story for you. It's about to get real sparkly next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.